Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon criticized proposed BLM rule that would negatively impact Wyoming energy producers. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon released a statement criticizing a proposed rule from the Bureau of Land Management that would negatively impact Wyoming energy producers. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, a rule proposed by the Interior Department raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to 16.67% in accordance with the sweeping climate law approved by Congress last year. The previous rate of 12.5% paid by oil and gas companies for federal drilling rights had remained unchanged for a century. The federal rate was significantly lower than what many states and private landowners charge for drilling leases on state or private lands. Governor Gordon's statement is as follows, quote, "It has been my experience that when Washington, D.C. talks about balanced development as we transition to clean energy, it is merely code for placing additional burdens on the fossil fuel industry. Today, the oil and gas industry is that target. The Bureau of Land Management's proposed rule shows a disregard for the protections already in place in Wyoming for wildlife, cultural, and historic sites, and reclamation of oil and gas wells. Wyoming's energy industry is composed of many smaller operations which are committed to responsible development. Huge bonding requirements, regardless of the type and location of wells, piled on top of increased leasing costs and other fees, may very well make it impossible to operate. Unnecessary costs to producers will result in less oil and gas for consumers across the nation and less revenue for Wyoming and her citizens. Revenue from the oil and gas industry has funded education, highway maintenance, law enforcement, mental health programs, and other vital services for Wyoming's people." Governor Gordon concluded his statement by saying, "We have just seen major utilities request substantial rate increases based upon their argument of past increases to the price of oil and gas. Yet this administration is doing everything it can to make things worse for those struggling to pay their bills. The rule does not go so far as to prohibit new oil and gas leasing on public lands, as many environmental groups urged and as President Joe Biden promised during the 2020 campaign, but officials said the proposal would lead to a more responsible leasing process that provides a better return to U.S. taxpayers." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.